Cars.com.
That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs have agreed to a one-year deal with lefty Dario Alvarez. Meanwhile, with Shohei Ohtani reportedly set to hit the open market today, manager Joe Maddon told Spieglin Parkins how he'd handle a two-way player.
I think it's more sense as a starter. As a super reliever, you know, you can't use his bat as often if you're using him out of the pen. So I think it plays better as a pitcher, starter, and then a position player. And it's not easy to play a guy in the field after he's just pitched. There's the time for arm recovery, too, that you have to be cognizant of.
Maddon also said he believes pitcher Jake Arrieta is probably gone. Meanwhile, free agent Wellington Castillo signs a two-year deal with the White Sox. Sox avoid arbitration with pitcher Danny Farquhar. Bears take on San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo on Sunday. Adrian Amos doubtful. Josh Sitton, Bryce Callahan, Deion Bush, DeAndre Houston, Carson all questionable. The Blackhawks have placed goalie Corey Crawford on IR and recalled Jean-Francois Berube from Rockford. In golf, Tiger Woods, 5 shots off the lead at the Hero World Challenge. Charlie Hoffman atop the leaderboard at 12 under. Jordan Spieth in second, just 3 shots back. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Zoom Video and Conferencing. And your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings. Burlington, style for everyone. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon joined the Spiegel and Parkins show, as he does during the Cubs season. They wanted to check in with Joe as he recharges his batteries for another go-around. We're really, frankly, not all that far from the start of spring training, and we have just begun the start to free agency season. So he talked about that. You're going to hear about the changes to his staff. You're going to hear about the bats going silent in the playoffs and what their plan is for trying to add some new Cubs.
So there's a lot of change, but I know these guys that we've brought in. I know how good they are, and I really believe that the players will relate to them extremely well, and the message will be strong and clear.
What is your take on the internal analysis of why the hitting against the good pitching and in the postseason wasn't quite what it had been?
I just still think it's a lack of experience, or hitters have to grow up and gain more maturity as hitters. I mean, we've gone to the final four 3 times with a really young group and an inexperienced group, and hitting is the last segment of the game that you really master. So I think that has something to do with it. Dan, I'll tell you, Strasburg and Scherzer in the same group is not easy. And then, of course, the Dodgers turned it loose, too. So I think it's a combination primarily of us still learning. And, yes, the pitching in the postseason was spectacular versus us. And so just give us some time. Give us some time. And our young guys are going to figure it out. We're still, as we get deep into the playoffs, you're always going to face good pitching. That's just part of the landscape at that point. So I think that's the primary reasons why. When it comes to teaching and methods and all that stuff, I've talked about how good Chile is. I'm not telling you that John Maley was bad. Johnny's really good too. We're just saying that Chile might present it in another set of words that might help and become even more effective. But I think primarily inexperience and versus good pitching are the primary reasons.
How active do you expect the team to be this offseason?
As active as we've always been. I mean, our guys are always looking to make things better. I can't tell you specifically. Of course, Jake's probably gone, and I don't know what's up with Wade and those kind of guys. So, of course, if they leave, then if they're gone, then you have to do something about it. Position player-wise, I think we're pretty firm. We've talked about it's been very open conversation about the pitching and the bullpen, starting in the bullpen. So, of course, we're going to have to do some things in those areas. And listen, when I have these conversations with our guys, they have it so well thought out. I have a lot of confidence.
Well, yeah, because one of the things that Theo talked about was trading positional players for pitching. And I assume then that comes down where you're involved in that conversation about internal scouting of your own guys, right?
Yeah, yes. And I do feel good about my scouting ability because I began as a scout. And I think that really has helped me along the way because a lot of managers and coaches that have never scouted, I don't think necessarily have the same eye or vision regarding players and what they're going to look like and when it comes to being asked an opinion of. So I feel very fortunate that I started that way. And so when they ask me, I think they understand that I have a pretty good vision regarding scouting. But you can't ask that of everybody, and I'm not just patting myself on the back. Sometimes it can be very detrimental with an organization if the manager or the coaching staff basically bases their scouting report on the fact that they like somebody. Well, I like this kid. He's a nice kid. He listens to me. And sometimes that happens too often. And the other side is that they'll like players that have played well against you or us. And that could be very damaging too. So I do enjoy the scouting side of things. And if there's one thing that I'm grateful for in regards to my background or resume is the fact that I began as a free agent scout.
Well, we'll see the kind of job that he does. And it's the delicate tightrope he has to walk is complimenting the new members of his staff without bus-tossing the old members of his staff. And you can hear him doing it, but there's a reason changes are made. You don't just do it because. You do it because you think the guys you're hiring are going to do a better job, and you thought that there were some people underperforming who you think will perform better. It's everything we talk about with the Bears, and then with the Cubs, it's like, oh, well, this is... No, with the Bears, like, fire this guy! Hire a different guy! They'll right. make everybody better! Yeah. Well, that's kind of what they're telling you, is they think that Chili Davis, and I'm not necessarily sure it's contact at the expense of launch angle, but they think they upgraded.
Maybe the Cubs, well... No, I won't go there. I was going to talk about juiced balls, but the baseball for everyone else with the launch angle apparently had a much bigger effect for others than it did for Chicago.
Maddox Boy is on the score. What's up, Maddox Boy?
Hey, guys. This is a great conversation. And, earlier caller was talking about Ichiro, and the fact that he's the only Japanese player who has, exceeded expectations or whatever. You call him a unicorn. He's not just a unicorn. The best comp for him as a unicorn is Jackie Robinson. He didn't make the major leagues until he was 27 and a half, and Robinson was just over 28, and they both are going to make the Hall of Fame, right? So instead of looking at it from the perspective of this Japanese player is the only one who's ever succeeded to that level, look at it as a ratio or as a quotient. How many Japanese players have played in Major League Baseball, how many
right.
are going to make the Hall of Fame,
right.
and then how many, American players or African-American players or Dominican players, and how many of them make the Hall of Fame? And I'll bet you, I haven't done the math, but I'll bet you it's pretty close.
That any particular subset, the difference being that Japan is the only one of those countries that where there is ball played professionally in Venezuela and in the Dominican Republic, Japan is the only country that has its own separate professional, high-level professional league that's believed to be on a par with, what do they say, like between AA and AAA
is sort of
understood?
Right.
So you get a reasonable statistical basis for projection out of that
correct.
League that you might not get from some of the guys when some of the leagues with other higher levels of variation.
That's absolutely correct, and I bet Scott from Davenport's probably running the numbers right now, but think about guys who are great AA and AAA prospects. How many of them become great pros? So this idea of somehow taking something forward for Ohtani or for any other player and saying and projecting him to be, as good as, and you just put a name on it, right? It's a crapshoot. It really is. So anyway, I just wanted to contribute that.
Yeah, for me, it's I'm just not going to be burned again. I remember the whole Daisuke Matsuzaka thing and the gyro ball. And once we moved into the era of video, once you moved into a time where all the Japanese league games are in video, there's no secrets anymore. The world is tiny, and the baseball scouting world is tiny. And it isn't just having a statistical profile on some of these guys. It's everybody's seen them, that you've had scouts over there. The last time, it was probably Tadahito Iguchi, White Sox second baseman, when they won the World Series. As the story went, Ken Williams never saw him play in person. That he was signed completely from video scouting only. And I don't think they signed him with the intent of him becoming a World Series champion second baseman, but they got that year, and he was great, and everybody adored him, and then he was bad, and he went away, and that was that. So, like you say, sometimes, whether they knew it or not, that's a bit of dumb luck that helps you win a World Series. That team also happened to have two relievers that never were able to replicate the seasons they had in Neil Kotz and Cliff Polite, who were absolutely lights-out relief pitchers that never were again.
And where was El Duque at in his...
El Duque had already established himself for...
Did he fall off a cliff after that?
Well, he was already 50 years old probably at that point. Right. But he had that one inning where he struck out the side against the Red Sox with the bases loaded, right? And that was it, and that was all you needed. So there are, like you said, there are certain ways that Japanese players are scouted now that they're just, you could see everything on video. Remember Shingo Takatsu?
Yeah.
The Frisbee. Yeah. Ooh, he's got these magical spinning pitches. Oh, in that league, they talk about it, and they had all these, we hear the Japanese names of the pitches for Mr. Zero. They called him Mr. Zero because it was his winsome of replacement.
Zing with Ohtani. I'm curious. I'm curious, but from a usage standpoint, with him being such a dominant hitter at the plate as well, just how that affects, because, you know, it's not like whether American League or National League, it's not like pitchers are used to being hitters at the plate every day, and that at a certain point, once you become a professional, you're not still hitting and pitching as well.
No, Jake Arrieta said it. We asked him point blank when we first started hearing about Shohei Ohtani, and he just can it be done? Can somebody be a high level starting pitcher and full time hitter? He said no, no, not at that level. You can every major league pitcher. Every single one at some point relatively recently was the best hitter on his team, whether it was his high school team, and probably the best athlete in that town. Unless it's somebody from one of the weird high schools, like, you know, Chaparral High School or something, like, because, you know, there's those places where all the athletes come from, you know, Cobb County, Georgia, or stuff like that. Where
Cape Fear.
Or where was it with Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw? It's like, come on. You know, there are some places that are like that. But for most of these guys, for Major League Baseball players, most of them, wherever they're from, they were the best at everything in their little town forever. But when you get to the big league level, there's not enough time. There's not enough time to be great at hitting or even good at hitting and good at pitching. You've got to sacrifice things. Even positionally, guys will say, well, I want to be a catcher / outfielder. Well, okay. But even there, it's at some point, they want you to dedicate yourself to a certain craft. And if you are used in a pinch somewhere and you still have enough left of that skill set that you can be useful doing something, wonderful. It's so hard. Hitting a baseball is so hard. Pitching a baseball, having a plan, especially as a starting pitcher, when you need three pitches.
Yes.
The feel on that and the practice you have to dedicate yourself to that and studying everything. Come on. This old day, he's going to be the next Babe Ruth. You know who else? You know who wasn't Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth! He stopped pitching! That's what makes me crazy about him. He might be the next Babe Ruth. Really? That means he's going to pitch for a couple of years and then say, screw this.
I'd rather hit.
Exactly! Babe Ruth stopped being Babe Ruth! I don't know, the next Babe Ruth. Well, if you mean you smoke a lot of cigars and banging hookers, then fine. But this idea, like, even he, the one you're using as the example,
the pinnacle,
he wasn't going to keep pitching.
Yes.
He was having too much fun. He invented launch angle. He did. He literally, apparently Babe Ruth, because he was criticized for it. Well, he's trying to hit home runs. He's trying to hit fly balls. And Babe's like, yeah, yeah, I'm getting paid. Look at this.
That's not how I took that launch angle comment at all.
I got a whole car to this train to myself as a launch angle. And then everybody said, okay, home runs are cool. It wasn't considered gentlemanly. It was considered crass. It wasn't part of the game until Babe made it cool to say, all right, I'm going to try to hit the ball in the air and get over the fence and trot around.
I don't want to have to run fast.
Yeah, enough of this running crap. I'm Babe Ruth. I'm going to jog. It's easier on the old knees.
But do you think the everyday playing of being a hitter on a daily basis, would that be a different level of tax that it would put on his body up to this point in his development, as opposed to someone who's just been a pitcher every however often, every four days or 5 days they do up to this point?
I don't know. I'm saying already at this stage, is he older than his age because of all that he's been asked to
do? Because he's had to be more durable than most of the other Japanese pitchers who would come over who are only actually being active at a, you know, in a competitive sense every few days.
I think it's a pretty fair question. This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers, and this segment presented by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. When we come back, Rich Campbell was also on earlier today, and as we are turning our attention here on what is still a Bears Friday to the team that's going to be playing on Sunday, talked a little bit about what is real and what's not when the Bears talk about what they are as an organization top down. It's some pretty hard-hitting stuff from the Tribune's Bears beat writer as he tells some truth about where this team may be under the current regime. Keep it here for that. You got the score.
Tomorrow night, live on The Score, listen to the Ohio State Buckeyes battle the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten Championship game. Our coverage starts at 6:45. The Big Ten Championship is on the line. Ohio State versus Wisconsin, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Colin Kaepernick started a movement to highlight social injustice and inequality in African-American communities across the country. These protests, as they are referred to during NFL games, have evolved, taken on many forms, and attracted significant attention across the country, including from our president. The players even formed a coalition to engage with the league so that common ground could be found and concrete actions taken. On their way towards a $100 million deal over 7 years earmarked for social causes, an unfortunate but inevitable thing happened. Their organized player movement got divisive. Earlier this week, Eric Reed, Cap's former teammate, pulled himself and some others out of the coalition over questions about how the NFL money will be spent. These issues are really important. I'm just sad to see that politics between people take precedent over the power of good intentions. I'm Tiki Barber.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Firm's winter slumber sale going on now through December 25th. And it's winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. Every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free. Have you ever slept like royalty? Well, you can get a Beautyrest Greenwood Queen mattress for just $399. As we tie a bow on 2017, Mattress Firm's year-end closeout is here to help you bring in 2018 in style. You can save up to 70% on your favorite mattress name brand floor samples. Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton, and Rhodes. And if you're all set on mattresses, top it off with sheets, pillows, any accessory you can dream of, or you can take your sleep to a new level with an adjustable base. I have one, and I love it. For a limited time, you pay 0% APR for 6 years, and you can sleep soundly knowing that you're saving. And this weekend, starting right now, this is on right now through Sunday, Mattress Firm will help you complete your sleep in style with a free pillow and mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. Get on in to the Mattress Firm near you. A mattress professional is waiting for you at the Winter Slumber Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts. FHA loans are outstanding for first-time homeowners with decent credit, putting down at least 3.5% of the purchase price. And if you've had credit challenges recently, the Team Hochberg FHA Mortgage Experts originate more FHA loans in a year than most loan officers originate in their respective careers. When securing an FHA loan, you have two options. You can work with a loan officer claiming to be an FHA loan expert, or you can work with Team Hochberg's FHA loan experts who know FHA guidelines and will help secure the lowest interest rate and closing costs. So when you, your friends, your family, your coworkers, and neighbors need an FHA loan, call David at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 19186.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.com. Tuesday night, come out to the Oak Forest Bowl, located at 15240 South Cicero Avenue in Oak Forest, for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lawrence Holmes from 6 to 10 p.m. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Having the core guys that won't let up, like myself, Hicks, Danny, Sam, a lot of guys, especially defensive. Life is a distraction. So, like I said, man, you just got to focus and refocus, and things happen, you know, and you got to just move on. That's how I feel about any situation that's going on outside the building. Like, just get ready for San Fran and play ball.
Pernell McPhee. Someone via Twitter suggested he should be the next White House spokesperson, and all of the press availabilities would be a lot more interesting to have him handling. Interesting. Sam Acho getting a shout out there as one of his dogs. Hicks, Trevathan.
Acho's getting a lot of run this season.
He is, and I love the guy. Yeah. I don't know why he keeps playing football, but he's got so many aspirations outside the game. You'd think that at some point you call it a win, you get out healthy enough, and get on with your life.
Let's assume those aspirations are going to require funding.
Yeah, I think he's done okay, hasn't he?
Oh, I'm sure he's done well. You can do better with a few more years.
Yeah, that's true. I know. Yeah. There's
I wouldn't mind a few more of those checks. Wasn't bad.
Well, but those sacrifices have to be balanced with other things, maybe.
Yeah, I have
no
cartilage in my knees, so there's that.
Yeah, and you've incurred all sorts of other collisions when, you know, who knows? But they
say my eggs are scrambled?
I did not say that.
You did not say that.
I did not.
You
I'm
implied
just saying
it loosely.
That anybody who has played football has concerns that are not shared by those who didn't play football or didn't play other necessarily contact sports. There were a bunch of stories circulating today about a couple of studies that are being done regarding head trauma and football and what matters. And so much of this, and it was making me so angry because everything, again, was focused on concussion. Stop. Somebody has to figure out the limitations of damage of subconcussive hits, not the big blows, because everybody's misinterpreting that. Just saw this note. Hector Rondon will be a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs to non-tender Hector Rondon. That means he will be allowed to seek employment elsewhere, and they will be moving on from a guy who was their closer for a couple years and fell out of favor with Joe Maddon, and they apparently, in consultation with Jim Hickey and the new coordination, feel that they can replace him, perhaps less expensively. So he's going to have that chance. Now, I mentioned earlier that Rich Campbell was on the airwaves earlier talking about what's going on with the Bears. And if you're just joining us, earlier today we had another twist in the bum fight saga between wide receivers Josh Bellamy and Trey McBride. McBride, who today was signed by the Jets. So the practice squad or the active roster? I think it was practice squad.
Good question. I don't recall.
I'm pretty sure it was practice squad. But we found out from a tweet from Harold Jones Quarte that Josh Bellamy already had a reputation with some other teammates for causing problems by
what kind of problems?
Engaging in conversations with teammates' girlfriends via Twitter.
Off the record?
DMs, some direct messaging, sliding into the old DMs, and Harold Jones Quarte was not shy about broadcasting that information. And indeed, it is the practice squad for Trey McBride on the Jets. But Rich Campbell from the Bears was asked about what's going on in that building and with that culture at this point in the Ryan Pace regime.
What do you make of the Bears and how they're turning into a soap opera right now? We got allegations of DM sliding on Josh Bellamy and sushi stenches and infighting. Like, well, how much of this stuff matters?
It's a good question. I think it does matter. You can't dismiss all of it. And there are different levels of this conversation, how much you want to really dig in. I think from a macro level, the question that everybody can ask fairly about the Bears is just about standards of excellence in the organization that obviously we get to see the product on the field. But you're talking about pockets of the organization just in everything they do, everything from taking the trash out, fixing your broken fridge, to winning football games. They don't have a standard. This is obvious that they've just missed the playoffs so many times in a league designed to get teams up from the bottom and back into the mix that the Bears can't seem to get in that churn. And I think there is a realistic or significant conversation to be had about standards. And obviously it starts from the top down, what the Bears are trying to establish for their organization. As far as Josh Bellamy and Trey McBride, yeah, I think you can isolate that as a beef between two guys, whether Bellamy was DMing Trey's girlfriend or HJQ's girlfriend or whatever. That's interesting in the context of this culture that Ryan Pace has talked about. And look, until that results in wins, as opposed to arguments that are overheard by the media, it's just lip service, right? It's just lip service. That you can talk about culture and all this stuff. Let's see if they hold it together down the stretch here. And that's one of the things that
I'm betting the Niners.
We tried to point this out back at the bye week when the season was getting away from him. Is look, John Fox is known as the team chemistry guy. You know, he's the fireman. He's the guy who puts out the fires. Okay, well, the alarm bells are sounding now that the playoffs are out of the picture. Let's see if he can keep these fires out. Let's see what the Bears culture really is made of. And through the first week of this playing out the string here, it's not positive. So let's see if they turn it around.
That is a powerful indictment, saying they don't have a standard. They don't have a standard. Ryan Pace doesn't talk to the media often. And I'm not sure how much goes on internally and how much has been ceded to John Fox. The difference between what we've gotten from John Fox and what the expectation was upon his hiring is stark here, right? Because he was supposed to be, at the very least, couldn't identify really what he does from a football perspective. But at the very least, it wasn't going to be Mark Trestman. It was going to be about a certain level of expectation of performance and standard. And it's been more about behavior in some capacity when it was Brandon Marshall and it was Martellus Bennett and he had his guys that sort of made him uncomfortable and he ran him off. And then what? And then the bottom of your roster's fighting each other? Come on. That's a damning indictment from Rich Campbell, I think.
Scoreboard update.
Bears drama's not even interesting. It's 5:30 in the Northwestern basketball. I mean, it's not like the Bulls drama, you know, where you have at least it's like, hey, people are getting punched and yeah, it's nothing. 5:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears and 49ers Sunday. Safety Adrian Amos doubtful for this one. Deion Bush, DeAndre Houston Carson, Josh Sitton, Cravion LeBlanc, and Bryce Callahan are all questionable. Bulls take on the Kings tonight at the UC. Blackhawks play tomorrow night. Today they place goalie Corey Crawford on IR and recalled Jean-Francois Berube from Rockford. Cubs added left-handed pitcher Dario Alvarez to the bullpen today. They also have non-tendered reliever Hector Rondon. He'll be a free agent. Meanwhile, free agent catcher Wellington Castillo signs with the White Sox, and Japan's Shohei Ohtani expected to be posted later today. He'll have until December 22nd to agree to a deal with a MLB team. In college football, Jimbo Fisher leaving FSU to take over Texas A&M. And the Big Ten Championship between Wisconsin and Ohio State takes place tomorrow night. You can hear that one right here on The Score at 6:45. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
Well, I think when we're talking about the weekend, we know what the headline is, and that is going to be the major conference championship games that are acting as quarterfinal rounds here. So we know who's going to be in the
semis.
Exactly
what they are. They're quarterfinals.
They're quarterfinals.
That's why four teams doesn't bother me.
And we've got them all lined up. That is going to be the focus of our attention this weekend. The ancillary stuff would be tonight's Bulls-Kings game. There is tomorrow night's Blackhawks game at Dallas. They turn around and play this team again with Corey Crawford unavailable for a while now. And then Bears Sunday, there's also another Blackhawks game against LA, 6 p.m. start on Sunday also. But to me, the weekend's all about college football.
All the conference championship games, and one of them happens tonight, the Pac-12 championship game between USC and Stanford.
Everything except that one matters.
Yeah,
I know that's your league.
In theory, that one doesn't matter. USC, between the two, USC has an outside shot. but it's not really a legit shot. You really shouldn't count on the Trojans making the college football playoff. But the biggest game's happening tomorrow. The scenario where USC can maybe make it would require multiple upsets, but tomorrow is where you have the legit play-in games, if you will, because there's four teams that are going to make the college football playoff, and several of these conference championship games tomorrow have a winner-take-all vibe to them. If you win this game, if you win the ACC championship, you're going to get in. If you win the SEC championship game, you're going to get in. So there's the potential for these games tomorrow to already have it determined who's actually going to be in the top four, but if a couple of upsets take place, then we will be sitting a bit on pins and needles by Sunday at noon, or I guess, what, 11 here, noon Eastern, something like that, trying to figure out who's actually going to be in it.
And I want to mention, I mentioned it to Tanny, I did try the Brian Regan special, the comedian that was recommended on Netflix. I would say, okay, it was more miss than hit, and maybe I got to know the body of work to appreciate the style of humor. But
it helps. I've been following the guy for 20 years, so I haven't seen it yet either, even though I endorsed that I was watching it. I'll probably check it out this weekend. But yeah, it's, you know, I haven't.
Tanny's the Kenny Williams of comedian recommendations. Doesn't need to see it himself.
No, it was.
Just let it happen.
Hey, I got some skins on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm always open for stuff, and I figured if the kid's in the car, although I don't really discriminate anymore. I was going to put Bill Burr on with him in the car anyway, because I don't know.
Bill Burr, that is my favorite stand-up comic
really?
On planet Earth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Number one, top of the line, Bill Burr.
As far as modern, like today, yes.
Good call, Ant. I think he's the best actively working comedian who every year does a new special, tours, all of it, and then the Netflix cartoon, the whole package. I refer to him as the number one.
I'm not a Netflixer. I haven't seen the Netflix cartoon.
F is for Family.
Okay.
It's pretty
check
awesome,
it out.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about seeing The Disaster Artist. I've been disappointed in the reviews. The initial reviews that are coming in are meh at best, and I'll probably still end up seeing it, but the buzz from big fans of the movie The Room, the camp classic, was it probably outstripped the actual quality of the movie now that it's been reviewed by more mainstream reviewers, but I have a feeling I'll end up seeing it. I'm just not going to run out to the theater to get a look at it.
When's the point where I can maybe anticipate with a son who's approximately 8 weeks old at this point, where we'll be able to attend a film again in the theater?
Oh, boy.
I feel like it's going to be a while.
Sitter, yeah. I mean, you can go. You just
I don't even know when we're allowed to be comfortable with a sitter. Like, when is somebody else allowed to watch him? I feel like if there's not an official rule, there's got to be an unofficial rule.
Well, I think if it's somebody, if it's a family member or something, you can.
I'm worried I'm going to break him. I definitely don't want to trust family members with
him. Okay. Yeah. Well, I would say once he's in the bucket and you can go to a restaurant that you know he's going to be asleep, that's a good time to go out to dinner, because if the kid, you can just set the kid in the bucket and they're not.
Now that we've done, but he's in our presence at that point. Like, at what point can we just leave him with somebody? Like, here, you come over to our house and we're going to go have fun.
I think it depends who you trust. It's good. I mean, you should get out every once in a while and have fun. There's no question. All right, boys, other side of the glass, what we got?
Well, tonight, I'm interested to see if there's any more Oklahoma City downfall. They play in Minnesota on national television, so I'll be down for that. This weekend, I'll be seeing who Alabama gets to play in the first round of the playoffs, coming up. And, I'm kind of halfway.
Roll down tide.
Yeah, you're right. I'm halfway through this D-Ray Davis, stand up on Netflix, and I'm not really too happy about
it. Oh, no?
So, yeah, it's not
Wait,
really
what's it good. Called? Because I did that for an Insan a couple of months ago. I said I made Brendan pick it for me.
Yeah, don't watch it. I wouldn't recommend it. I'm halfway through it, so I'm going to watch it, but I'm not really laughing at it.
That's not a good recommendation.
No, because that kind of spoils.
And I like him. He's from Chicago. I like him, but yeah, it's not good.
Tanny?
I look at this weekend with temperatures in the 50s, and I'm trying to hit zoo lights with my daughter, I think, over at Lincoln Park Zoo. I think it's a perfect time, because last year we froze our keisters off. So I look at that and try to get that stuff in, a little shopping done in before Bears on Sunday. So that's what I'm looking at.
Not a big college football fan now that Notre Dame has been eliminated.
Well, my Irish just couldn't pull it through for us. We didn't make it happen. We'll get them next year.
That is It's On, brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips, only at Taco Bell. We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes in just a couple of moments. Yes. Yes, we will. So keep it here. You got the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
Joe, last year there was so much conversation about World Series hangover and the slow start. How do you expect camp and the start of next season to be different than the start of last season?
Honestly, at least, mentally fresher. Nobody liked the fact that we didn't get to the World Series. Our guys are totally committed to that. There's that drive to do that once again.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Just in time for holiday gifting season, I have something for you. Well, actually, brooklinen.com has it for you and for people on your shopping list because they've got great sheets. And maybe you don't understand or appreciate the importance of good sheets in your life. Well, you will. And you should, because I was with you. I didn't really get it. And then my wife said, you know, we need some decent sheets. I said, really? These look expensive. I don't know what any of these things mean. But it's made all the difference in the world. And now I wish Brooklinen had existed back then, because they have taken out all the unnecessary markups and retail licensing fees and the manufacturing waste. And now it's just high-end designs and exceptional savings across their collection. Versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match to complement any decor. Underpriced luxury bedding. I love mine. You will love yours. And there's this exclusive deal just for you. $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so sure you'll love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These are the best.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Now is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be price at which vehicle sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago sports station.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone. Transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Lawrence Holmes is here. What you got tonight, Lawrence?
Hello, man. I've got some stuff tonight. There's a lot of different directions that I want to go in. Because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Anthony's profession, your beat. What is going on?
A lot of football happening.
College football is ridiculous right now.
Oh, the Tennessee story is
The Tennessee story, the Florida State story. Jimbo Fisher is like, I'm out. I'm leaving Florida State for $80 million from Texas A&M.
He asked the question before. What does that tell you about what he thinks the state of Florida State football is, too, even as he jumps at the money?
I know. It's so strange to hear someone... Because usually Florida State is the school that is enticing other
people.
That's
the destination job.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jimbo was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go to College Station. I'm going to win 9 games a year. They're going to consider me a hero, and I'm going to get this $80
million. That's the thing, though. I don't know in College Station if they are going to consider him a hero for 9 games a year.
I mean, it's not like they... I know that their history is great, but that's the problem.
That's the problem, because Tennessee fans, at least in their lifetime, have been around a national championship team.
Yeah.
They're unrealistic about where their program should be. Texas A&M is even more far afield than them because they think they should be winning more than 7 or 8 games a year like they were doing with Kevin Sumlin. And they want to win national championships. They want to compete at the highest level. That's not who they've ever been. So they're continuing to try and run coaches off over and over again. And Jimbo Fisher going there, to me, that's where I pointed a bit to just the urge to conquer new territory, because when you're that successful and that comfortable in Tallahassee, I'm assuming there was some level of comfort for him to leave. Obviously, it's a huge check. But for him to leave and go there after what he's built at Florida State, that says something to me.
Where's Kevin Sumlin go? Or does Kevin Sumlin chill out?
He should have been going to
Arizona State. Is he out of Tennessee? Is that...
Well, now that Fulmer's taken over, he may end up officially in the mix for Tennessee.
That's what I mean. Right. Like T. Martin, everybody assumes it's going to be T. Martin.
Right. Kevin Sumlin has at least been a successful head coach at the major college level. T. Martin hasn't accomplished that yet. He hasn't even had the opportunity. He's obviously got the Tennessee alum status there. So he can and should get consideration. He wasn't getting it from John Curry and apparently Peyton Manning as well. But I think now that Fulmer's running things, T. Martin will get some consideration. But Kevin Sumlin actually has the resume to say, I can do what I did there and there as a head coach. I can do that here now.
Hmm. I wonder. See, here's the thing, though. All of those jobs in the SEC.
With all the crazy fans.
Do you want, like, yes, the cash is available to you.
Mm-hmm.
But is it worth it? Like, for your peace of mind.
Yes, that's the thing. Chip Kelly going to UCLA instead of Florida. The first UCLA event, I'm going to hope I can call the UCLA spring game so I can immediately get to Chip Kelly, because I haven't been around him in a couple of years since he left the college ranks. Get to Chip and ask him, so why UCLA over Florida? And just get his most detailed description on why that. And I think I know why. This was why I was guesstimating he was going to go to UCLA instead of Florida beforehand. Because it's not just about the money, especially once you reach a certain level. It's about the
comfort,
peace of mind.
Yep.
Yes. It's about quality of life.
Yes. For example, look at the situation now that Herm Edwards has himself in. He's got a great deal down in the desert for a few years if he wants it.
I'm waiting for this to start affecting the NFL level, too, because it always does. And we're not really seeing that yet.
You mean coaches leaving the NFL?
There's the carousel. Just waiting to see whether it's the coordinator level. The NFL still hasn't made enough moves of its own.
In this particular season, yet.
Right. Yeah. And every coaching carousel season is different because of the timing of the openings, the relationships, and the moving parts. But right now, college is relatively self-contained.
Well, real talk, Dan, one of the things I'm worried about with the Bears is the Tennessee thing. I feel like the Bears think they're more important as an organization than they actually are. And I think, it really bothered me that Vic Fangio was eliminated as a candidate because Ryan Pace has a list. That bothers me because you've seen what happened with people with lists. You know what people on that list do?
Sometimes they say no.
They use you for yeah. leverage, and then they say no. They get their dollars up somewhere else, and they're going to be other jobs in the NFL that I would say rank higher than the Bears' job. I'm really concerned that we could end up in a situation where in January, the first week of January, we're sitting there going, this guy turned them down. Oh, Dave Tobe turned them down or something like that. And because he wanted to go coach somewhere else, I just feel like as an organization, there's an arrogance about them that is not earned. It is all based on pre-Super Bowl history, really. Because when they start talking to you about all the championships that they've won, we're talking one in the Super Bowl era and then a bunch of others in the pre-Super Bowl era.
So with that in mind, then would you prefer that if, because I think Hub has reported that the thought is John Fox is going to be gone at some point, right? So if, assuming that's accurate, would you prefer they just move on from Fox right now?
Yes. Because
to me, I feel like if you know Fox is going to be gone, you still want to have Mitchell Trubisky and the rest of the developing talent, Adam Shaheen, and well, Leonard Floyd's hurt now, but you have a lot of young developing talent.
Kevin White.
Well, yeah. I'll pour out some water on the desk here, Kevin White's career. But to have the ability for them.
Water.
It's not all I got for
him. It's not even a 40.
The idea is you're sacrificing something. That you would
I love hydration. Right? I stay very hydrated,
all right,
if you know.
It means a lot to you.
Yes. But to have them in an environment that can be as structured, as productive as possible. So if you oust the head coach and then, maybe Fangio or, whoever's going to run things at that point, whether or not he's going to be a part of the head coaching search, maybe Vic Fangio's running things from there. But you do want structure to allow them to continue to flourish.
To me, it made sense. You can kill two birds with one stone. One, you get John Fox out of here, which puts players on notice that you could be gone too. And two, it gives you a free look at a candidate. Now, maybe internally you've made up your mind.
Fangio's a candidate.
Maybe you've made up your mind, but what does it hurt? If you know you're firing Fox, if you know that you're firing him, what does it hurt to have Vic Fangio run the team for a month? And maybe you're surprised, and maybe you go, you know what? This could work. I didn't think it could work, but this could work. In that whole time, that month's worth of time, when you're seeing him prepare, you get to ask him, Vic, who would you bring in as offensive coordinator? What do you think of where Mitchell Trubisky is? I think that is a resource that is staying untapped by them saying that he's not on the list of guys. And I'm not sure I trust Ryan Pace's list.
Maybe.
Overall.
Shut it down.
Overall.
What if Vic acts like a jerk to Ryan Pace? Maybe the boss man just doesn't like him.
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
That's a supposition. I don't know.
I just think that
if Vic wants the gig, he should have been spending the last few years as the coordinator auditioning for the gig effectively at that point.
Maybe he thinks he was. by results.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's why I should be head coach, because look at what I've done with until a couple years ago with trash. Look at what I've done. But
it's more than fair.
Maybe the reason that Vic Fangio is not a head coach is because he is not one for the inner palace politics. Maybe.
We'll get out of your way, let you take us into the weekend, Lawrence, as we thank our guests, Zach Zaidman, Olin Krutz, and Joe Cowley. Anthony, thank you for sitting in for Jason, who will be back on Monday. Fabulous professional work in his stead, as always. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Markin and high screen, Dunk driving, and got it.
That's a nice, strong move by KD.
No.
Our producers, Anthony Gill.
Sometimes college running backs can look great because they have those wide hash marks and you can outrun people down the sideline. NFL, you're not outrunning anybody.
Our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
The first argument that fueled this station was an argument that Dog and I had about Will Clark and Don Mattingly. And he made the comment that Will Clark was, Don Mattingly wasn't a patch on Will Clark's, and we got into it about Mattingly and Clark to the point where people sent us stuff. They created a shirt that was half Mattingly, half Clark. They created a clock, a half a Mattingly clock and half a Mattingly, a clock and half a Mattingly clock. And it was painted by somebody and they did a beautiful job. Like it was really professionally done. And we had it on the wall as a clock in our office, in the Mike and the Mad Dog office for all those years. It was on that wall forever. A clock.
Oh, could That's you how things imagine are ending. Being cornered at like a cocktail party?
That's how things are going
to
finish.
Looking though. Around, like calling for a screen, get your fist in the air, like waiting for somebody to come over and set a pic so you can, wow. Is that even a story?
It's got a lot of great stories.
Well, then tell one.
clock.
Did I say Tannehill? I got everybody. We're all done. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend. College football. Some Bears Monday coming your way.
Woo-hoo.
Next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.
The horn goes off. Track shoes out of the building.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears. It's a battle of the bad as the 49ers come to town. Not evil. More deficient, defective, substandard. Think along those lines. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Busy this time of year, you're sending out cards, you're sending out a lot of stuff, and then you think, oh man, I gotta go to the post office. But who has time to go to the post office? Because it's going to be busy with people sending holiday cards and gifts. So I've got your life hack right here. It's stamps.com. Use stamps.com instead. Stamps.com brings all of the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips, right to your desk. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. You just slap the label on there and you're done, and Stamps.com makes it that easy. They send you a digital scale, automatically calculating exact postage, and Stamps.com helps you decide the best class of mail every time, and most importantly, Stamps.com is always open. You can print postage any day, anytime. And right now, you can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer. Here's what it includes: a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. That's Stamps.com. Enter Dan.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap.
It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team. Are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out.